This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Welcome to episode 272, special Thanksgiving edition. What's special about it is there's just not a lot of music out. We do play music trivia against a musician with Adam Hambrick. He's going to play Lindsay from Oklahoma, which is always fun. And we'll do another round of Song Wars where we'll put up songs with the same title against each other. All right, let's get going here. Number 5 this week on my countdown of music that's coming out that I'm excited about. Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band has a live record called Straight to You. Again, there's not a lot coming out. But I did see Kenny Wayne Shepherd twice in my early 20s. So I put them on the list. In Austin, both times. At number 4, Miley Cyrus has a new album called Plastic Hearts. Here's a song called Prisoner featuring Dua Lipa. She also has a song on it called Bad Karma featuring Joan Jett. Here's the first one, though, with Dua Lipa. And here is that song, Bad Karma, which features Joan Jett. They say it's bad karma being such a heartbreaker. I've always picked a giver cause I've always been a taker. I'd rather just do it than I'll think about it later on. Kiss me bad karma on. And number 3, Billy Joe Armstrong, who is the lead singer of Green Day, has a new covers album out called No Fun Mondays. It features his covers of I Think We're Alone Now, Manic Monday, and here's a cover of That Thing You Do. At number 2, the Smashing Pumpkins have a new album called CYR. It's a double album. Here is the title track, CYR. And number 1, Granger Smith has Country Things Volume 2. Here's the new song called Buy a Boy a Baseball. Buy a girl flowers, take her to a show, treat her like a lady, and maybe down the road, you'll give a girl a diamond, put it on her hand, watch her and her mama making all the plans, then get a little house on a little piece of land, build a little family, so maybe one of these days he can. Buy a boy a baseball, get him outside, get his hands dirty. Album's out this week, Juicy J, The Hustle Continues. Is he alive?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's the one that died?
You're talking about Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD. The juice got me.
The other juice.
Juicy J is from 3-6 Mafia?
Yeah.
Back in the day? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Hatebreed has a new album out called Weight of the False Self. Jesse Colin Young has Highway Troubadour. Young Thug has Slime Language 2. Some people recorded themselves singing in their iPhone. That's out. I don't know, man. There's not a lot.
Put out a voice memo today.
Music news. Grammy nominations come out for the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards. They'll be broadcast on CBS January 31st, which it sucks for people getting big awards this year because they don't get to experience it. If you won the Nobel Peace Prize, you had to do it virtually. Mm-hmm. That stinks. The Grammy, there's a lot of situations that suck right now, but it's like, man, and also the ones that were super close to making it, meaning when's the vaccine going to be out? Is it summertime we get to start having more real-time award shows again? But yeah, it stinks for them because I would imagine in January it would be a full show, especially in LA, where they've closed indoor and outdoor dining again. So there are now highway signs in Mississippi pointing to the site of the 1977 Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash. Skynyrd, known for Sweet Home Alabama, Freebird, now has highway signs pointing to the site of the crash that claimed the lives of some of its members. What do you think about that? It's kind of weird, huh?
It is a little weird. There's like people out taking pictures in front of it.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
I mean, lead singer died in that plane crash. It feels a little too recent.
And morbid.
Because the crash happened in 1977. I feel like death sites should be like 30. If 39 right now is probably where I cut that. Like we get to go check out something where people died.
I mean, even when Eddie took a picture with Elvis's gravestone, that's a little weird.
Yeah, but at least that wasn't the site he died. That was his place that is supposed to publicly be acknowledged. That makes sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. Steve Lukather and Steve Porcaro from Toto say Rivers Cuomo was actually kind of a jerk to them. And they think he's angry about the success of Weezer's Africa cover. Here's the thing about Rivers Cuomo, and I've met him a couple times. He's not a very nice guy. He's not a mean guy, but he's very private.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a guy who has begged for the attention. He wanted to make music. He was in a little nerd band that made it, but he's not the guy that's doing a bunch of talk shows. I don't think he's a jerk. I think he's just a different kind of personality. When I was doing Dancing with the Stars the last time, they played, no, as American Idol, they played one of the finale. Yeah. And so I went over to the trailer and knocked on the door and was like, hey, I had a record of the Blue album. And I was like, hey, would you guys all sign this? And everybody was super nice. Rivers almost didn't even come out of his back room. He was just like looking in the mirror and watching his phone. And he came out and I was like, yeah, I'll sign it. Okay, thank you. Talked to everybody else. They were great. Rivers went back to it. But again, I knew what I was getting myself into. He's not known as the most gregarious of guys, you know? Dr. Dre's new album is reportedly finished and features Eminem. Taken to Twitter, Paige Kennedy indicated that he heard what would be the legendary artist's fourth studio album. He said, hope you guys get to hear it. And Eminem will be on it. The trial has been set for R. Kelly. Oof. All right, Kelly stuff's bad, man. Looks like April 7th, it will kick off. Also, inside Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's stunning Nashville mansion. Did you see this?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty nice is exactly the word. They married in 1996 and in 2004. They purchased a home in the historic Upper Crust Bellmead area of Nashville that dated back to 1934. They did not disclose what the couple paid for the house. But the home and its surrounding 11.6 acres has been appraised at $2.4 million. But it's way, 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 way more than that. Way, way, way. You know?
Yeah.
But it's an amazing house. I am always afraid to post stuff in my house, like doorways, entranceways, and stuff, because people will find out how to rob my house.
Oh.
You know? Dierks Bentley releases touring plans. Basically, he's like, hey, we're going to try to knock some stuff out 2021. I think everybody's kind of going spring as hopeful. It won't be spring, but maybe you can do some smaller stuff spring and maybe in summer. That vaccine's going to become a thing.
You think, will they move it again or will they just scale down the shows? Because I think Kane Brown is starting in April.
Both. They'll move. No. They'll scale back first and they'll move into full shows again. Taiwan's having full festivals.
Yeah.
They had a 100,000 person festival last week because they haven't had a single issue with coronavirus in 200 days. Because they were like, testing, quarantining, this is what we do to get back to normal faster. It's going to suck for a second, but we got back to normal so much faster. And they're having full music festivals now.
Yeah.
Because they handled their business. Well, we did. let's see. Florida Georgia Line sold 10 million copies of their song Meant to Be. And then Chris Stapleton's Starting Over debuts at number 3. It is his fourth top 10 record. All right. There you go. That's your music news. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the podcast. Time for music trivia against the musician with Adam Hambrick, who is, what's your record?
3-1, I think.
How did you lose?
Y'all brought in a ringer. Y'all brought in a ringer and he roasted me.
By the way, Eddie's here too.
Yeah, I cannot wait to hear this.
You ever heard this game?
No, never.
Okay. I don't remember Adam losing.
He did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
It close,
it's okay that you don't remember it. Yeah, it went to overtime.
Overtime.
It went to overtime and then...
I play so much trivia in my life. Either I'm playing it or hosting or doing it. I don't remember any games. Yeah. All right, let's meet the contestant today. Her name is Lindsay from Oklahoma. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Pretty good. This says you are a self-proclaimed music junkie.
Oh, man.
Yes, I am. I actually used to be a morning show co-host about 10 years ago.
Wow.
For a local country music station.
We didn't replace you, did we? Through syndication?
No, not at all.
Okay. That'd have been awkward. She's like, you know, I haven't been able to get a job since this.
She's not here to roast me. She's here to roast you.
Because that was about 10 years ago. Okay, okay.
I left to pursue family life.
Okay, good.
Love that.
So what kind of music would you say is your specialty?
Probably 90s country, but... I grew up listening to classic rock with my parents, so I mean, I kind of like it all.
Lindsay is on Instagram at Lindsay Lee Brown, Lindsay with an E, if you want to see what she looks like as we're playing the game here.
Yeah.
Adam on Instagram looks like Harry Potter.
Look like Bobby's distant cousin from Arkansas.
He looks like the good version of me, like the nice wholesome. If there was a more wholesome version of me, which okay. I'm pretty wholesome, that would be that.
Oh, man.
Okay. Lindsay, if you win $50, if Adam wins, he gets to promote whatever he wants. Are you ready, Lindsay?
I am ready.
Do we roll through these five for...
Yeah, they each get their five and then go to the next person.
But they don't... The questions are already written and...
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. Up first is Lindsay. Lindsay, here we go. Question number one. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake turned up to the American Music Awards in 2001 wearing outfits that were made of what?
Denim.
Correct.
Wow.
Crushed it.
Can you think of that picture, Eddie, the famous picture of those
no.
two?
No, I had no idea.
Okay. I feel like y'all tweeted it on your show recently.
I think
I've seen
everybody's it. Tweeted it. They both came rolling in Canadian tuxedos.
Okay.
Number two. Taylor Swift was discovered in 2005 when she performed at what Nashville venue?
Oh, gosh. Was it the Bluebird?
Correct.
Dang, dang.
Dang, she's good.
Question number three. Sheryl Crow had her first big break. She was a backup singer for who? Five seconds?
I don't know.
Time. Adam, did you
Journey.
Know?
I don't know.
I was thinking, was it Tom Petty or...
No. Eddie, you know.
I know it. Michael Jackson.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that. I was way off.
All right, Lindsay's missed one. Let's go to question number four. The Soul to Soul Tour featured what two country artists?
Oh, easy. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Easy. Right. Easy.
Love it.
Final question. What musical group performs on Jimmy Fallon's talk show?
Oh.
His house band is who?
Oh, I have no idea. I watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
That'll get you. But still, it's been on YouTube enough.
Yeah, come on.
All right, 3 seconds.
It's not the Raging Idiots.
Time. It is not the Raging Idiots.
The legendary Roots crew.
The Roots would have been the answer. So she got three out of five.
Three.
Okay. Adam Hambrick.
I'm holding my breath here.
Four to win. Three to tie.
All right.
Two to lose.
All right.
Just to make it all clear.
In case you're not good at math.
Cardi B. Familiar?
Vaguely.
First rose to fame in 2015 when she appeared on what television show?
This is going to bum me out because I'm going to kick myself. It's definitely 60 Minutes.
Incorrect.
What?
Eddie, would you have known that?
No, something on MTV, right?
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop, New York.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
60 Minutes.
Adam.
Nailed it.
Miss Independent was which American Idol winner's post-American Idol debut song?
That would be Miss Kelly Clarkson.
Correct.
Woo!
Her actual debut song was...
What? Up?
No, a moment like this, right?
A moment like this, that's right.
How does that go?
A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime.
All right, okay, you know it.
Singing on the phone. I work for the dang show, I better.
Bobby's an American Idol encyclopedia.
And I used to watch it hardcore,
yeah.
Up until about season six or so.
Last time I was in here, he went through and rattled off every single American Idol champion.
Wow, dude, impressive.
Except you, I think you forgot two.
That's not everyone. I was like, I didn't think I got every one
of
them.
It was basically all of them.
I still don't know all. There are a couple of them there. Before
a lot of them.
Before it changed over to ABC, at the end, I was like, I don't even know who that is. One of them, a couple of them live in town, are trying to, you know, be musical artists. Okay, Adam, ready?
Yes.
What U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 music fans in 1969?
That'd be Woodstock.
Woodstock is correct.
Mm. It was muddy.
Adam, rock band AC/DC actually originate from what country?
Australia.
Correct.
Woo!
Why are you talking so weird on the microphone?
I like the sound of my voice. When it comes to this particular microphone, it speaks like this. The resonance.
You need this to win.
Let's go.
The Grateful Dead's highly devoted fan base. For the win, they are known as what?
Lindsay's kicking herself. That's the Deadheads.
The Deadheads is correct. Yeah. There he is, 4-5.
Oh, man.
All right, Adam.
Adam, congratulations. But before we let you promote whatever you want to promote, let's go over to Lindsay, who did not win. Lindsay, how are you feeling about yourself right now?
Oh, I feel like his questions were better than mine.
She would have gone 5 for 5 if she would have had my questions.
You're far too kind. I don't know. I think, let's see. What was the hardest?
Would you have got the love and hip-hop question?
No, you wouldn't have got love and hip-hop. I'm saying that like I know. I'm like, no, she wouldn't have got love and hip-hop.
We've known you for so long.
Yeah, we've been on the phone with you for 7 minutes.
Definitely would have gotten the other ones. I'm a huge American Idol fan, too.
So
I was kind of kicking myself.
Lindsay, where are you from in Oklahoma?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from in Oklahoma?
I'm from Lawton.
All right.
A little over an hour south of Oklahoma City.
All right.
If you're going to say all right, then you have to know where it is.
Yeah, you know where it is.
It's not too far from... my wife grew up in Fort Smith, Arkansas, so we'd kind of drive through that country going to see...
And that's called Boring Segments with Adam Hambrick. We'll see you again next week, everybody.
When we watch paint dry.
All right, Lindsay, thank you. Hope you have a great day. And sorry you didn't win the money, okay?
That's okay. Thank you guys so much. It was so much fun.
All right. Bye-bye. There she is.
Okay, bye-bye.
Lindsay Lee Brown on Instagram. All right, Adam. Well, it's now time to pay our pittance and give you some time here. What would you like to promote?
This week's segment is brought to you by...
How much time
is it? I was going to make a joke about...
It depends if he keeps talking oddly into the microphone like he has about all segment.
That time's getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah. Oh, man. What do we got? What do we got? The newest Flipside that we just put out. It's called Love is Quicksand. It's a 2-song flip side. It's got a song called The Longer I Lay Here, featuring my friend Jillian Jack. I mean, listen to her voice. It's amazing. We got that song and another song called Kill a Man on that flip side. And so it's just music that is been recently put out that I'm excited about. So you can check that out. It's called Love is Quicksand. And yeah, that's it.
So why are you naming the two songs their own title?
It kind of makes each one feel like its own like individual project. It's a little more than a single, and it's a little something to kind of put some context around, like release some videos and release some content, and just kind of like start to like give people an introduction to what I'm about as an artist.
Because I was looking for a song called Love is Quicksand. Did you think that's what it was?
I didn't know either way.
You know what? It has been kind of interesting because like I've had to like teach people what I'm doing. So that's kind of been an uphill battle. But I think
reminds me a lot of Garth Brooks's character.
Oh, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
Same
yes.
thing.
You have to explain it.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
Easy, yeah, this is my segment.
Right, sorry. I'll sit back.
Okay, Adam, you're the winner. Everybody check out the flip side, which means two-sided. It's called Love
Digital
is...
Digital Flip Side.
Love is Underground.
Love is Quicksand.
Thank you. And it's got two songs on it. And those two songs have two cousins.
That are not really...
I'm totally confused here. Okay, at Adam Hambrick, right?
Yes.
All right. That for sure we know. At Adam yes. Hambrick on Instagram. All right. Thank you, Adam. There he is. He's now 4-1.
4-1.
4-1. Yeah.
Feels good.
Hambrick,
feels good. Feels good. Thanks, Bobby.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com.
Tecovas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's now time for Song Wars Part 2. Remember this game, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
So it's songs named the same thing. We have to pick which one of them is actually the better song. Joining us to be our tiebreaker is Adam Hambrick. Adam, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
You can follow Adam at Adam Hambrick on Instagram, on Twitter. Let's do Song Wars. Up first, Eddie, The Middle. Can you name the two artists that we're going to battle with in The Middle?
I think I know it.
Go ahead.
So Maren Morris won, right?
Maren.
The Middle. And then the other one is a punk band. Is it someone in the middle?
No.
It just takes some time. Not so right.
I don't know about it being a punk band. Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I get they're just kind of a rock band.
Pop punk. Anything.
Yeah. All right, so you have The Middle. Who wins the song war? Maren Morris and Zedd? Or Jimmy Eat World?
This is tough because in college, The Middle, Jimmy Eat World was big and I loved the song. But then when Maren did her thing, like I couldn't stop listening to that. So I'm going to go with the latest song that just came out. I'll go with Maren Morris. The Middle.
I'm going to take Jimmy Eat World.
Mm. Why?
Because it was a freaking jam when I was still liking jams.
It was a jam.
Now all music's like, if something's good, something's not, doesn't change me anymore.
But just because you're like working in it and all that doesn't mean it's less cool.
But it's me picking what I like.
Got it.
I don't know Jimmy Eat World. I know Maren.
You know Maren.
I know, but I'm still picking Jimmy Eat World because that song is a life changer.
It's pretty awesome.
Adam Hambrick, you are the tiebreaker here. Is it The Middle by Maren or The Middle Jimmy Eat World?
I have a big soft spot for Jimmy Eat World, and that song introduced me to that record, which was one of my all-time favorite records, so I got to go Jimmy Eat World with
There's
that.
Our winner, Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Fine. Remember this, Maren. I picked you.
She's a big fan. She listens every week.
Yeah, every week.
Next up, there are three artists that have the song Creep.
Oh.
Can you guys name them?
Radiohead?
Correct.
Pixies?
No. TLC.
Oh, it's TLC.
And I Creep.
Okay.
And Stone Temple Pilots.
Because
I have the man I used to be.
Now feel what does it say here?
He goes, because I'm here.
Got distracted.
If words weren't inside the sleeve, I had no idea the words. We didn't have the internet back when this song was happening.
Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, who cares what they were saying?
Yeah. Eddie, Radiohead, TLC, or Stone Temple Pilots?
I love me some Radiohead, man. I'm going to have to go with them.
Wow, yeah, really?
I love Radiohead.
I loved this song when it came out. But it wasn't right in my alley as much as STP was.
Yeah.
Because I just love Stone Temple Pilots. Thought Scott Weiland was the coolest.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with STP just because I know every word of the song, even the words I don't know. I still know how to go. And also, Radiohead won't play Creep live.
Right. That's stupid. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Only once or twice ever since they put it out will they play it anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't want to play that song.
So that's why you're not picking the song?
They just have a lot of reasons. One, if I get to listen to one right now, if it's like, pick one, it's Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, cool.
Adam?
TLC? I got to go with Radiohead.
Boo. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love this song. This was also the one that introduced me to Radiohead.
I think you guys are posers. Okay, next up, the song All Right.
All Right.
Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
We gon' be all right.
We gon' be all right. You probably never even heard that one, have
you? Nope.
This is from the Butterfly record, right? And then Darius Rucker, All Right.
All right.
Come on.
Are you already calling
under
it?
Under my feet, yes. This is a jam right here. Darius Rucker, All Right.
You got Darius too?
I don't know. What do you got?
It's To Pimp a Butterfly, right?
Yeah.
The name of the record? I'm going to go Darius, just because.
Yeah. We got spaghetti in.
Yeah. A fresh bottle of wine. All right, there's your winner in All Right. Okay. Next up in Song Wars, Big Girls Don't Cry.
There's more than one of these?
Which one do you know?
Frankie Valli.
So how does it go?
Big girl, that one.
Let it keep playing here. Big girls, they don't cry.
Go high, though. Go high.
No, I don't want to do that. I have a bunch of recording to do today. I'll lose it. Versus Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry.
You don't know that, Eddie?
No, I've never heard this.
What?
Is this Fergie solo?
After Black Eyed Peas.
Never heard it.
All right, you got...
Oh, Frankie Valli.
Yeah, me too. Frankie Valli.
Yeah, right?
I do like that Fergie version, though, but yeah, it's a good one. Okay, the next one is Heartless. You have three here.
Oh, wow.
The Weeknd. Here's this. I'm heartless, and I'm back to my ways, I'm you know that?
Never yeah, heard it.
You got Kanye West, Heartless. You know that one?
No.
You don't?
Never heard
How can
one.
I be so heartless?
No.
Who are you?
How can I be so? Nothing?
Uh-uh, nothing.
Or Diplo with Morgan Wallen. Why you gotta be so heartless? I know you think it's harmless. You don't know any of those songs.
Hey, you got a three-sided coin? Let's just flip it. I don't know, dude.
Are you taking yourself out of this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I don't know. This is you and Adam.
Adam?
I gotta go Kanye.
I'll go Kanye, yeah. too. Heartless.
Oh, man. This whole record was great.
All right, how about this one in Song Wars? Angel.
Okay.
Who sings Angel?
I'm thinking Shaggy.
Correct. Okay. One. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel.
I don't even hear the rest.
Or is it, no, it's, oh, she does sing Angel. I didn't make the list, okay. I guess. But the other one is Aerosmith.
Ooh. You're my
angel. You're an angel to me.
You're killing it, dude.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. I'm staying up there. Today. Shaggy or Aerosmith?
Ooh. I'm going to go Shaggy. Shaggy's too good, dude.
That is a jam.
Yeah, it is. I love Aerosmith. I like that song, but this is too good. Okay, Adam.
All right, I'm going to go Shaggy, too.
Did I persuade you, or were you going with that?
I was it's pretty close.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Shaggy. Okay. How about Circles? You have Jana Kramer. Remember? Or Post Malone.
Mm. Post Malone.
Post Malone, okay.
Is that you too? We just sweep it back.
Yeah, like,
Post Malone.
Yeah,
good.
Post Malone. Okay. Do you remember Garbage When I Grow Up?
Yes.
Okay, here's Garbage When I Grow Up. When I grow up, I'll be something. Here is NF When I Grow Up. When I grow up, I just wanna pay my bills. And versus the Raging Idiots When I Grow Up.
How did we make this list? This is great.
We have an episode on the Magic title that wasn't that hard to do. Eddie?
Raging Idiots.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Raging Idiots.
No
absolutely.
Contest.
Let's see if there are any other ones. We have one more, but Surrender.
Surrender. Surrender. Who's that? Who sings that one?
Here's Cheap Trick.
Cheap
Surrender.
Trick. That's what I'm thinking. That is all right. We're just a
little crazy. Surrender. Or surrender. Elvis. Do it. Surrender to
me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Your lips,
your arms. I mean, it's still a Cheap Trick, though. I love Elvis.
Look, I bought one of my first CDs that I bought was an Elvis, like Greatest Hits, and this was on there. This is the one I always skip for some reason.
Yeah.
So I didn't like this one. Yeah.
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick,
yeah,
man.
Cheap Trick. Daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Surrender. Okay. One more. Here's the Bellamy Brothers. See if you know this song from the Bellamy Brothers. Forever ain't long enough. You know that song at all?
No.
Well, Forever Ain't Long Enough from the Bellamy Brothers or Forever Ain't Long Enough from Adam Handbrake. Forever ain't long enough for the fire that I
have in my heart. Go, Eddie.
You want me to go first?
Go, you go
Bones,
first.
What do you think?
We'll say it on this count of three so it's not awkward.
Okay.
One, two, three, Bellamy Brothers.
Tiebreaker. Tiebreaker.
And this slaps.
Slaps.
Slaps. Do people still say that? No.
I never said it, so there's no still.
Yeah, me either.
I never said anything slaps.
Unless, that's fairly new, though, right?
What?
Slap. Man, that slaps.
Yeah, that's a new. Mike, do you say slaps?
Sometimes I do.
He put his head down and said that.
In reference to a song, I will.
He's being shamed by the older guys in the room. Okay, there you go. Follow Adam at Adam Hambrick. That's Song Wars. Thank you, guys.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.